Let's get you on over to America's Radio Newsline. Standing by is Natalie Thomas, the news editor of Us Weekly. And Natalie, welcome to America's Radio News.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, hello, Natalie. Thanks for being with us. Well, you know, he said he's winning, and now we're wondering if he is. Rumors are flying that CBS is ready to forgive Charlie Sheen and bring him back. You think he'll actually return to Two and a Half Men? What do you give to this rumor?
I don't think, you know, there's going to be a lot of speculation, a lot of frenzy surrounding us as there has been. I do not think he'll be going back to Two and a Half Men. I think that he has, you know, put the nail in the coffin as far as he's concerned on that show. He's really angered and alienated his whole team of people, you know, his producers. I do not think he'll be going back. I think they are currently seeking additional actors to fill the role.
So you think it's all a rumor that they're actually trying to woo him back?
I do. I mean, I think Les Moonves, you know, the head of CBS, who was kind of the peacemaker in this all to begin with, has said to have been, you know, reaching out to Charlie. And I do think that maybe there's another opportunity with him that they would be discussing, or, you know, who knows? You never know. He could end up, you know, making a cameo role. But I don't think, as long as Chuck Lorre, who he very much angered, is a part of that television show, I do not think that Charlie Sheen will be going back. As far as he's concerned, it's all about the bottom line. You know, Charlie's laughing all the way to the bank. He's creating T-shirts with his catchphrases on it now. He said it's all about the money, and he makes no bones about that. So I think that if, you know, the price were right for him, he would absolutely go back. But as far as the producers are concerned, I don't think that that's high on the top of their list.
Well, possible presidential candidate, Donald Trump says he's going to come out smelling like a rose after all of this. And you got to know you've got something when other B-list celebrities are trying to capitalize on what many of us thought was Charlie Sheen's destruction. But now it seems that, you know, we've got what's his name, the parrot head guy, Buffett, coming out and marketing Tiger Blood as a drink, for goodness sake. I mean, and he's making some money off this. Do you think the Charlie Sheen phenomenon? Do you think the Charlie Sheen phenomenon continues to get legs and take on a life of its own, or will it die out sooner or later?
I think it'll eventually die out, like anything. I think the media fascination and the public's fascination with it will kind of die out, and they'll be on to the next. But, you know, if Charlie Sheen has anything to say about it and do about it, he will be carrying it on for as long as possible, you know. And so far, it still has some legs. Like I said, he's marketing tons of different, you know, promotional merchandise and shows and ideas. And he's so far, you know, having a last laugh. But I think that eventually, especially considering that there is, like, you know, this huge mental health issue at hand here. You know, this is a man who is not well, clearly. And if he, you know, suffers any sort of, you know, physical downturn from this, it'll be a totally different scenario.
Right. All these people could be sitting in the stands waiting for his one-man show, and all of a sudden he completely breaks down. That could happen too, right?
Exactly. Well, exactly. So, I mean, if he ends up in the hospital or worse, you know, there's a fatality, like, you know, it goes from very funny and fun and lighthearted to very sad very quickly.
So, shifting gears a little bit here, Tiger Woods apparently has a new girlfriend, 22-year-old Elise Johnston, looks a lot like his ex-wife. What are you hearing about this rumor?
Never a dull moment with Tiger. We are hearing that he is dating this one. you gotta love him, or hate him. But he's dating a 22-year-old still in college young female who he met when she was 7 years old.
Wow.
Her stepfather lives in the neighborhood that Tiger lives in. He's actually, her stepfather is a former chairman of IMG, the huge sports marketing management firm that represented Tiger. And so they're, you know, their paths have intertwined and they are now reportedly dating. And of course, as you know, as we've seen in the past, how this thing goes, the second that one person steps in the spotlight, there's one woman, there's, you know, a little bit of notoriety, the media goes crazy, the public goes crazy, and they kind of dig into her past. And unfortunately for this young woman, you know, the thing that's being circulated now is a mugshot from her DUI back in 2010, which is not a very flattering portrait of her. And I'm sure that's not really what she wants out there.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so now everybody has speculated that maybe this is Tiger's way of getting his groove back on the golf course, because he really hasn't been, how should we say, living up to the number one status, as it were, that he built up when he had all those girlfriends and was married and all that kind of stuff. So do you think this is maybe part of his, now that he's a free agent, so to speak, that he's just going to go out there and try to capture his mojo, I suppose? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that you can't, you know, forgive the terrible pun, but a tiger can't change its stripes. You know?
Oh, good one.
Oh, boy. You know, I'm doing stand-up comedy tours later this evening.
Very nice.
Check me out.
Winning.
He is winning. This is a man who is a ladies' man, a notorious ladies' man, and he is not going to change. And that he can tone it down for a little bit. He can, you know, play by the rules slightly, but he's not gonna change.
Right.
He's a ladies' man. He likes the young women. He likes, you know, he likes being free. This is what he's going to do. And whether or not it gets him back in the game of golf, I think that's, you know, debatable. I think that he really needs, if he wants to focus on golf, he should be focusing on golf and his form and his game, and not stepping out in the clubs with, you know, college age women.
She is the news editor for Us Weekly, coming up with the line of the day: a tiger cannot change his stripes. Natalie Thomas, thank you so much for coming on America's Radio News.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, coming up.